Tuesday was an interesting day for financial markets. First off, given the robust U.S. retail sales print, which sent the Atlanta Fed's GDP tracker surging to 5%, one would have thought rates would have been higher on the day, not lower. But it seems the combination of accompanying softer economic data out of the U.S. and real worry around the outlook for the China economy proved more than offsetting and just too much to ignore. On Tuesday, in an unsettling move, the Chinese government decided to halt its regular report on youth and unemployment after hitting a record 21.3% in June. U.S. equities certainly didn't like the feel of Tuesday, with the S&P 500 sinking to its lowest levels in over a month. Throw in signs of rising inflation still being a problem both in the U.S. and around the globe, and we're right back to worrying about stagflation risk. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from UK inflation, Eurozone industrial production, employment and GDP, Canada housing starts and wholesale sales, US building permits, housing starts, industrial production, manufacturing production, and the Fed minutes late in the day. That's all for now.